Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There's an old Indian proverb that says no one has the right to criticize another until he has walked a mile in his moccasins. It's the same principle that Jesus articulated so clearly when he said, "So in everything do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." Every major religion in the world has a paraphrase of this as a guide for humankind. Yet how seldom do we really stop to consider what difficulties, what pain, and what stress others are facing. Consumed with our own problem, our cares and difficulties, we seldom ask, "If I were in his shoes, would I be doing things any differently?" Ponder the words of a prayer by an anonymous person who understood the importance of being slow to judgment. Heavenly Father, help us remember that the jerk who cut us off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and was rushing home to cook dinner, help with homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help us to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting student loans for next semester. Remind us, Lord, that the scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addictions that we can only imagine in our worst nightmare. Help us to remember that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking our shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that based on the biopsy report she got back last week, this will be the last year that they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind us that each day, of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It is not enough to share that love with those we hold dear. Open our hearts, not just to those who are close to us, but to all humanity. Let us be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Show patience, empathy, and love. End quote. In a sentence, what this penitent was praying is that God would help him or her to love people as they are, without having to change them into something lovable, something which he's comfortable with, someone who reflects our values, our culture, our social status. Scientists are now telling us that there is some evidence that supports the theory that life is in your brain, not your heart. While the jury is still out on that one thing is clear. Your heart is what controls your likes and dislikes and determines what you love and hate. And only as God changes your heart and touches your life with compassion will you respond with kindness, patience, and understanding. Those, said Paul, are manifestations of the outworking of God's Holy Spirit. He calls it the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says that out of the heart flow the real issues of life, which also causes us to view our neighbor with understanding instead of viewing his roughness with scorn. What the world needs today, no matter where you are or what your status in life may be or where you worship, is to look beyond ourselves and see others as God really sees them. The great change in the world begins with single individuals, with you and me, and from our small world, it can spread to the other 6 billion people like a vast fire, 6 billion who inhabit planet Earth. In closing, may I remind you again of what Jesus said? Treat others as you would want them to treat you. And that is the only way we can live in peace in our weary old world.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.